Hello, everybody, and welcome to JustVocabulary.com. In today's podcast, we'll cover the words
obsolete,
and
foster.
If you don't want to wait for the next show, or you want to listen to the show without the advertising, go to JustVocabulary.com/store. Okay, let's get started with our first word.
Obsolete.
Horse-drawn wagons became obsolete once the car was invented.
Obsolete.
Also, typewriters have been rendered obsolete by computers.
Obsolete.
Mobile phone technology is developing so quickly that many customers are concerned about obsolescence.
Obsolete.
Obsolescence is the related noun of obsolete, and obsolete is spelled O-B-S-O-L-E-T-E.
Obsolete.
What does it mean? I'm sure you can guess the meaning of the word obsolete. It means no longer used, usually because it's been replaced with something better. Something that's obsolete is out of date. Here's another example sentence. Although much of today's communication and correspondence takes place online, the postal service is not quite obsolete.
Obsolete.
The word is derived from the Latin obsoletus, which means worn out or old. Okay, some synonyms then. Archaic, extinct, or outdated. And some antonyms. Current, modern, or up to date. Okay, second word is the verb foster.
Foster.
The managing director is fostering a plan to help turn his company around.
Foster.
Lisa's niece was taken into care by the local council and placed with a foster family.
Foster.
My parents always try to foster an interest in classical music in me.
Foster.
The word foster is spelled F-O-S-T-E-R.
Foster.
What does it mean? I use the word foster as a verb and an adjective. To foster means to nurture and rear a child as a temporary guardian. But it can also mean to encourage the development or interest of ideas or activities. Like the teacher's task is to foster learning. And then obviously you have the adjective foster, and you always see that in the word foster parent or foster care program. And obviously, foster parents are involved or concerned with fostering a child. And if you foster a child, you're helping that child grow and learn. And if you foster an idea, you support and encourage the development of that idea. Synonyms of the word are cherish, nourish, harbor, nurture, or encourage, obviously. And to antonyms, squelch or discourage. Okay, and that's it for today's episode. I hope you learned two new words. Today's two words were
obsolete
and
foster.
It's great. And in our next show, we'll introduce the words
penchant
and
intrepid.
Wow, that's two interesting words for our next show. Hope to see you then. Bye-bye.
Tingli Ketang, TingClass.com.